Well, Coach, tonight you got to win. It must be pretty nice to be on the right side of the game. What did you see in your kids tonight that made it possible for a win?
Well, first of all, I want to thank my Lord, Savior Jesus Christ, for giving me the opportunity to coach these kids. I love these kids dearly. We had a really good week of practice, and we had a real good game plan for these guys, both offensively and defensively, and we had a good warm-up before the game. I told the kids, probably the best warm-up of the season. They just seemed to kind of be plugged in and focused, and so they were ready to play. I think they had confidence that this was a team that we could match up with. You know, I wish one of the things that this community needs to understand is we've lost a lot of players. We lost four of the fastest kids in the league. Two of them moved away. One of them is ineligible for grades, and the other one is in drug rehab. And no program can lose four fast kids. You take any of the teams that we've lost to, and you take their four fastest, best kids off of the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball, and we're going to dominate them just like we dominated these guys tonight. We matched up with them physically. They matched up with us physically. And we came out the second half, and the kids were ready to play. They were ready to take the battle to these guys. And so I wish this community could understand that we've lost an incredible amount of talent. And in football especially, when you lose speed, you can't make that speed up. These kids have played their hearts out all year. And the games that we've lost have simply been against teams that had more speed or were simply a better team because they had their kids. Case in point, you take a look at Potlatch. I understand that Potlatch has lost several of their best kids now. And when we lost to them, they played their best game. They've lost several of their best kids, and they're getting killed. They're getting dominated. And so I wish this community could understand that this team isn't the team that it could have been because we've lost so many players. We've lost one of our best defensive players. He had some legal issues, so he hasn't been able to play. But these other kids have stepped up. They played their potential. The seniors played extremely well. Kylie Payne, number 10, caught the ball, ran patterns, played an exceptionally good game tonight. Number 21, Imani, who's a freshman, had two interceptions. Our big guys up front dominated their line of scrimmage, got after them because we were pretty much equal as far as talent and size go, and we just got after them. And so I wish this community could understand. We have two games left. We're playing two incredibly tough football teams. And we're going to come out and we're going to play our very hardest. We're going to play the best that we can. And whatever happens, happens. But these kids have played hard all year. And we're going to finish strong these last couple games. And I just hope that the community will support them in that and understand that we've lost an incredible amount of talent. And if we'd have had all of our guys, we wouldn't have lost any games. I'm confident of that. So I'm proud of these kids. They played extremely hard. They played to their talent level tonight. And we're going to play just as hard next week against Kamiai, who's the best football team in the league. And we're going to tee it up together and see what happens. So outstanding game on all these kids' parts. They really came out second half. They showed a lot of courage, a lot of pride, a lot of effort. And I couldn't be more proud of them.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Good game.